You're listening to Island Life on Waiheke Radio. And coming up next weekend at Artworks Theatre, a bit of death and mayhem. Death by Valentine and the Murder Bureau. Two of the members of the Murder Bureau, Al and Mike, are here to talk us through what's happening next weekend. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Chris.
So this is a bit of theatre, a bit of interaction, a bit of death.
Yeah, the tagline is, ever wondered if murder could be fun? And we're here to say that yes, murder can be fun.
It was fun. I got a great deal of satisfaction from it.
So this is, you've done this before, haven't you?
Yeah. This is my third, possibly the last.
I say that every time.
Directed by Emma Bowyer, of course, who is a visionary director straight out of the Stanislavskian school of thought. I remember the last time we did a Murder Bureau. I don't know if you was in it. It was the one where she made the entire cast perform with paper bags on their heads. So for the big reveal at the end, it really was a reveal. Of course, the year before that one, that was the one when she made the audience wear paper bags on their heads, but that wasn't so successful. This year, we're going to go for a traditional performance. There was some talk of doing it as mime, but we didn't like that, did we, Mike?
No good.
You're looking at me like I'm making this up as I go along.
I think you might be.
She was just going to take out all of the words except for the one little sentence, pipe up, or is it pipe down?
Both.
And so how does this whole thing work? So people are coming in and they're sitting down, they're getting some dinner?
Yeah, I mean, that's the big thing about it. It's a proper evening out. Well, you're eating your dinner.
So we're hoping it's not death by poison then.
Indeed.
It's a three-course meal. Starter, main meal, and dessert. And while you're chowing down, we'll be on stage performing a murder mystery. One of the cast will be murdered. I don't think I'm giving the game away by suggesting that. And then it's up to the audience to decipher the clues and see if they can guess who the murderer is. And if they do that, then they receive a huge prize that
Kinder have donated.
I mean, we figure it's three prizes in one in that way. You know, it's chocolate, a toy, and a surprise.
Well, very, very good. So now you work in the library, Al.
I do.
And so you know about the popularity of murder mysteries. I mean, who are the most popular murder mystery authors? And we know, we all know Ruth Rendell, and there's I've been reading a bit of that DCI Banks.
Oh, I,
yeah, Ian Robertson, that's the one.
Yeah, you know what, I don't know much about the murder mystery. I'm a classicist myself. I go with Agatha Christie every time,
right?
And it doesn't seem to be so much murder mysteries that are popular these days so much as the lone stranger who gets involved in nefarious goings on wherever they turn up. I'm thinking like
the Incredible Hulk.
Well, I'm thinking more of the Jack Reacher books. That just seems to be a genre that's growing and growing in popularity.
So when people come along to Death by Valentine, can they kind of expect that, you know, kind of traditional Sunday night TV?
That's
English,
exactly. Think,
you know,
Midsummer Murders.
Yes.
Here on Waiheke. One of the most popular parts of the show is when the cast go into the audience and then they can question us over the hors d'oeuvres,
right,
as to exactly where we were.
So it's interactive.
It's interactive,
so here,
but no one should be put off by that, because we're not going to drag any of the audience on stage to perform. It is simply we give the audience the chance to interview us.
Okay, so you've got two nights.
Yes.
Yep, 12th and 13th.
Yes.
At doors at 7.
Yes, the tickets are $45, and for that you do get a it says here, a light meal. I have just noticed that.
Omelettes.
it may well be a light meal, but it's a three-course
light meal.
Yes, and the last two, it must be said, have been incredibly popular. And if it says at the top right-hand side of the poster, back by popular demand, then who am I to...
We can't argue with the populace.
No, absolutely. If it's populism all the way through with...
And if you go to artworkstheatre.org.nz, you can find all the details there, plus contact numbers and emails for picking up tickets.
Yeah, as for email, murderbureau101 at gmail.com, and I think that's fairly easy to remember. And I believe that we've got stuff all over social media.
Yes, it's everywhere.
I believe that we are very, very close to selling out. We're selling tickets by the table, really.
Right.
Do you know how many tables we have, Mike?
I think 10 a night.
10 tables a night, eight people on each table. And I understand we do have a couple of tables left, but they are selling out. Such is the popularity of the Murder Mural... the plays. I'm going to let Mike just say a few words because I seem to have... been chatting away.
It's good. Nothing to add.
It's because I miss being on the radio. Let me back on the radio, Chris. I'm sorry. I won't do it again.
So, Mike, you were going to add a few words.
I wasn't, no, actually. That was a stitch-up. But thank you for offering.
No problem. So people should get along, get their tickets quick while they can, and next weekend, watch out, watch your back.
Absolutely.
Good stuff. Thanks very much to both of you.
Thanks, Chris.